Coming up on Science News Weekly, giant fleas, multicolored lasers, and a hungry black hole. That's up next on Science News Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Science News Weekly with Dr. Kiki, episode 11, recorded on Thursday, May 3rd, 2012. This might hurt a little. This episode of Science News Weekly is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit. It's May 3rd, 2012, and these are the science news stories that made headlines this week. Italian researchers published a study in the FASEB journal this week suggesting that an enzyme called 5-lipoxygenase plays an important role in aging. Samples of human immune cells called lymphocytes that were exposed to microgravity on the International Space Station had higher levels of the enzyme than samples exposed to Earth-like gravity. Additionally, the lymphocytes exposed to microgravity had increased apoptosis, or programmed cell suicide. The results imply that blocking 5-lipoxygenase might strengthen aging immune systems. It also might help save astronauts. Benefits, you know. The May 2nd issue of Nature magazine contains one of two highly contested papers studying the genetics and transmissibility of the H5N1 bird flu virus. The paper's publication was delayed due to concerns that the methods employed to create an artificial version of the virus could be used by bioterrorists. While controversial, the study clearly shows that a pandemic-causing bird flu only needs a couple of mutations to evolve from where it is right now and could easily jump from birds to mammals, whether in the lab or in nature. In a step toward broad-spectrum lasers, researchers have created an RGB laser using quantum dots. The dots, which are mini semiconductors, were specifically designed to emit light rather than heat and then layered as a film on a glass surface. Monochromatic laser light from a lab-grade laser then stimulated the dots to re-emit the light at the red, green, and blue wavelengths. However, don't expect these in your local store anytime soon. A paper in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences concludes that humans might still be evolving. The research used church records from the 18th to 19th centuries of a small, highly monogamous population in Finland and determined that there was enough variation in individual reproductive success or fitness to allow for the selection of traits that would increase survival. However, the study didn't actually measure any particular traits that might be selected for. Last week, researchers disproved the idea that iron-containing cells for magnetoreception exist in the beaks of birds. This week, a separate group of scientists identified cells in four regions of the bird brain that respond to magnetic field changes: the vestibular area in the brainstem, the hippocampus, the visual cortex, and the dorsal thalamus. Recordings from neurons in the vestibular region identified 53 neurons that encode the direction, intensity, and polarity of the magnetic field. Now that a brain system for the magnetic sense has been identified, the last piece of the puzzle is still the receptor. How is a magnetic field transmitted to the neurons in the brain? We know the answer is probably not in the beak. According to a study in the Canadian Journal of Zoology, you don't need to be concerned about polar bears drowning at sea. The study used GPS collars to track the movements of 52 female adult bears between 2004 and 2009 and found that they can swim long distances over periods of several days. Many bears made swims of at least 30 miles, with some averaging over 96 miles, and one individual as much as 220. Chinese paleontologists found fossilized remains of creatures that might have been ancestors to the modern flea. But instead of being tiny and adapted to feeding on warm-blooded animals, these ancient fleas were adapted to sucking blood from between the scales on dinosaurs. Pseudoplex jurassicus and Pseudoplex magnus were 10 times the size of a flea that you might find on your dog, with long claws and a needle-like proboscis. Let's just say I'm happy with our fleas, if I had to choose. No. A moon or a planetesimal? Analysis of Cassini spacecraft data on the Saturnian moon known as Phoebe suggests that it formed over 3 million years after the beginning of the solar system. Started as a spherical object like the Earth, has a differentiated interior of separate layers, and is denser than other moons. The study's authors argue that Phoebe probably formed in the Kuiper Belt, like Pluto, and fell inward toward the sun until it was captured by Saturn's gravity. Nature reports that the Pan-STARRS 1 galaxy survey spotted a flare of visible light and ultraviolet light from the center of a galaxy. Researchers then determined that they couldn't find anything at the location of the flare. That, along with the other factors, allowed the determination that the flare was actually a red giant star being torn to bits by a supermassive black hole. Astronomers estimate that such an event occurs once per galaxy per 10,000 years. This was the third such event ever witnessed by man. And that does it for the science headlines this week. Let me know what you think about these science news stories, or tell me what you think should be news by emailing Dr. Kiki at drkiki.tv, or leave me a voicemail at 650-741-5454. This episode of Science News Weekly is brought to you by Netflix. Netflix streams thousands of TV episodes and movies directly to you instantly, which means that you save time, money, and hassle. There are several easy ways to instantly access streaming movies and TV shows with Netflix. You can watch Netflix movies and TV shows on your home computer, your Mac, PC, your laptop, even. An iPad works if you have an iPad app, your iPhone with an iPhone app, and some Android phones will work as well. If you have a gaming console, like an Xbox 360, a PS3, or a Nintendo Wii, you can watch Netflix right on your TV using one of those devices. If you're not a gamer, you can watch Netflix on your TV with an Apple TV or a Roku box. They're inexpensive and very easy to use. With Netflix, you can watch movies and TV shows instantly using any of these devices, and you can begin watching a show or a movie on one device, and if you get interrupted, stop it at any point, and then pick it up where you left off on another device. It's seamless. Whichever way you choose to access Netflix, you can watch as many movies and shows as you want, anytime you want, and you can cancel at any time. Try Netflix today for 30 days. Free. Go to netflix.com/twit. Be sure to use this URL when you sign up for your free trial. It's netflix.com/twit. We thank Netflix for their support, and we hope that you enjoy watching instantly with Netflix. To watch the full episode of Dr. Kiki Science Hour, head over to twit.tv/kiki. I'm Dr. Kiki. Thanks for watching.